Okay, we're using Brushda today and we're taking a step, in fact a large leap, outside my comfort zone. It's an art package, an online application that allows you to produce artistic works. So for me, actually, because of the way that it's some of the features are automated and because of the different creative effects it's got, I feel as though I can produce something quite artistic in a fairly short space of time. I'm sure art teachers would disagree entirely with the methodology, but nevertheless. Well, the way it works is you visit the site, you will need Shockwave plugin installing in your browser if you haven't got that already. But when you do, you're presented with a blank canvas, and you've got down the bottom left hand side a gallery of different brushes, different effects. By choosing one of the different effects, when you move your little pencil cursor over the canvas and then drag, you can produce lots of different designs on the page. And some of these are sort of involve slight amounts of animation, so you can get splashes and all sorts of different things. With each new addition that you make to the canvas, the colour changes, although there is a colour palette as well, so you can select a specific colour for the brush that you're using. You can also change the size of the brush, and you can change the transparency as well. There's the option to undo, as you'd expect in any sort of drawing package, and there's an eraser button where you can clear the whole canvas at one click. When you've produced something that you're quite satisfied with, you've got a couple of options to output it. You can either click on print, where it'll pick up your default printer and send it there, or you can click on save, and that gives you the option to provide a file name and then download the final file, and you can save it out as a JPEG. So Brushda, I think you can get some amazing effects in quite a short space of time, especially for artistically challenged people like me.